This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And you may take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever you want, everything that is on your mind, or at least one of the things. We don't have time for everything. But over time, you can call in every night if you want. I mean, we're here 7 nights a week. You can dial in at 855-450-FREE. So yeah, just pick one thing. That's usually good enough to get a conversation going. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Live Sunday edition of the program. North Korean defector. We've been sharing some of his comments. He's one of the highest-ranking North Korean defectors in the last 2 decades, apparently the highest-ranking in the last 2 decades, and he's escaped and is speaking out about Kim Jong-un. Is this guy a real threat? He said that Kim Jong-un is a man who can do anything beyond the normal imagination. The final and real solution to the North Korean nuclear issue is to eliminate Kim Jong-un from the post. Which, of course, the only real way that that could possibly be done is with an assassination campaign, which is what we were talking about last night. And that is a scary idea, which would set a very unnerving world precedent, I mean, essentially in recent times. It's hard to point to different examples of world so-called leaders being assassinated. There was somebody who called in last night about the president of, or the equivalent of the president of Vietnam back in 1963 was apparently assassinated. But that was by another Vietnamese person, not by the United States government, apparently. So, you know, actually trying to find examples of governments assassinating other government bosses.
What about Saddam Hussein? The United States government didn't assassinate him.
But it was a campaign to dethrone him.
It was a campaign to dethrone him, and they fired missiles at the places he was supposed to be.
And have him tried and sentenced by his bitterest enemies.
Right, and give him a show trial at the end. I think that's the best argument for, you know, the closest thing to an assassination that we could come up with.
Well, there's Anwar al-Awlaki. He's not a world leader.
Yeah, I'm talking specifically about somebody who's the head of a state being assassinated. They generally stay away from doing that because to open that particular Pandora's box would mean that it would be open season on whichever state, I don't like to call them leaders, whichever state boss man, gang member, the head gang member, whichever one orders that hit. He better start going into hiding at that point, it would seem to me, because it would seem that, you know, that he's just dropped the most important rule between heads of state. The most important rule is we don't ever fight one another directly.
I think that the heads of state, so they cut themselves into categories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the United States, Great Britain, Russia, China, these places consider themselves to be the real countries.
The top dogs, right. The first world.
And then the rest of them are just vassal states that we let hang around and take care of the poor people.
Hmm.
Right? And so if he were to, I don't think that anybody, including China, takes Kim Jong-un very seriously. Like, the only people taking Kim Jong-un seriously are
the North Koreans.
And the South Koreans.
Yeah.
Maybe the Japanese, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think the Japanese do. I think the Japanese, if you let them off the chain, would go and just take him out about as fast as they possibly could.
Hmm.
They're really sick and tired of putting up with his crap, and, you know, they don't particularly like putting up with Koreans in the first place. So that's just a guess on my part. I don't think too many people would feel too bad if they went in and did it, but that's proposing that they could.
Yeah, I don't think that the Japanese have a program like that. They don't have a military where they can find people of the right temperament to do the wet work.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they have the capability to assassinate Kim
Jong-un. South Korean's military is full of conscripts. They're all forced to join that military. So.
Right. I'm not saying it would be easy, and that's the thing, is that I don't think it's easy to do. Like, people imagine, they've watched a lot of movies, and they imagine you can send the SEALs in and take care of anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we've built these people up to be supermen and women. Maybe there's a SEAL woman. Probably not.
There's a movie about that.
Yeah, there probably is. I don't think she...
G.I. Jane.
Did she actually become so the SEALs, or just a Marine?
I never seen it.
Anyway, I don't know. Just a Marine. People imagine that it's that easy, but if it was that easy, it would have been done multiple times by now. Mm-hmm. The United States hasn't won a peace. The wars they've won, but the peace they haven't been able to keep since World War II. They keep on failing at it, and basically they don't have the guts. They got the guts to win, but they don't have the guts to keep on and control those nations once they have one. And that's what people keep on imagining, is somehow you can just take the bad person out and everything will be fine. How'd it go in Iraq?
Right, now you've got ISIS.
How'd it go in Libya?
You could argue that Saddam Hussein was keeping down bad guys like ISIS.
Right. So, I mean...
Hussein, not a good guy, but not as bad as the other bad guys.
Right. Does South Korea want North Korea? I mean, probably about as much as the United States wants Mexico. I mean, not even Mexico. El Salvador? I mean, I'm not entirely sure, but North Korea is a disaster compared to South Korea. Why would they
keep the lights on?
Yeah, why would they want to take all these impoverished people?
So the defector added that Kim Jong-un is a man who can do anything. Kim came to power, by the way, according to the story here at NBC News in 2012, and has defined his strongman premiership by the pursuit of a nuclear weapon that can hit the United States. He's conducted more missile tests than in the rest of the country's history combined, and three of North Korea's five nuclear tests came under his watch. According to the defector, Mr. Tae, Kim is obsessed with obtaining nukes because he saw what happened to Iraq's Saddam Hussein and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, both of whom abandoned their country's weapons of mass destruction programs and then were overthrown by Western-backed forces. Now, again, this guy is a fairly high-ranking defector, and it's interesting here what he's saying, because he's saying that it's because of what the U.S. did to Saddam and Gaddafi, which were the two examples that you came up with last night of the closest things to a U.S.-based assassination campaign.
And just now, yes.
he's saying that it's because of what the U.S. did to those two men is why Kim's obsessed with having a nuclear weapon. He does not want to be come after and does not want to be the next Saddam. He does not want to be the next Gaddafi.
Right.
So therefore, if the U.S. government had minded its own damn business in the case of Iraq and again, Gaddafi, then maybe Kim would not be pursuing this nuclear threat with such gusto. Again, more blowback. In this case, it's blowback that wasn't even directly linked to the violence.
It's a fair estimation, I think. Would the United States be considering unseating Kim Jong Un if it was if he demonstrably had an ICBM with a nuclear warhead? And I think that the answer is no. That once you become a nation with an ICBM with a nuclear warhead, right? You're in the we're here forever club.
Mm-hmm. Many analysts agree that Kim sees that nuclear weapon and the retaliatory threat it poses as an insurance policy against a similar strategy being pursued against him. According to the former diplomat, the world should look to Kim's past actions to see what he's capable of. The young leader has reportedly been responsible for purges and executions of top officials and even members of his own family. Last month, according to the U.S. and South Korean intelligence officials, Kim masterminded the assassination of his own half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, at an airport in Malaysia. Tae said that, quote, Kim Jong-un is a person who did not even hesitate to kill his uncle and a few weeks ago his own half-brother, so he's a man who can do anything to remove anyone in his way, unquote. Since his defection, Mr. Tae has been making media appearances and giving talks denouncing North Korea's controlling and often brutal society. For this reason, he believes he could be the next victim. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Patrick, in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight? Are you talking right into your phone? You're kind of muffled, dude.
Yeah. Is that better?
That's better. Go ahead.
All right. I got some nephews back in Washington State. They do a lot of fishing, trout fishing, and salmon fishing. I was just trying to figure out if they ever straightened up that mess that they had about salmon fishing with the Indians and stuff like that.
I would recommend the internet.
Yeah, there's a thing called Google.
I just don't know.
Really?
Salmon fishing in Washington.
We'll do internet searches for people who don't know how to internet.
Okay.
Yeah,
tribes
yeah.
dispute shut down Puget Sound salmon fishing season.
When was that one from, Mark?
I don't know.
There you go. Try the internet, Patrick. I mean, we don't know anything about that. We're not from around there, so we haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call today. More coming up here. Have a drink. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up here, live Sunday edition.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0600. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. discussion. As always, you can bring up what you want. Toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Mark, you're running a fundraiser for Ugandan children, orphans, that are trying to actually get out of a very, very shoddy living situation.
Right. They're currently living in what amounts to a large walk-in closet. It's not very big. And as I understand, their lease is up relatively soon. I'm not exactly sure the specifics on that. The person with whom I'm speaking, his command of the English language isn't stellar. Mm-hmm. But I've been in contact with him for 8 months now. I've vetted him, you know, just up and down to be sure that he does what he says he's going to do. And recently he said he was going to use some money that I gave him, specifically I gave him, mm-hmm. To buy some shoes for the kids. And so I guess he went off and he bought some used shoes, and there was a big party. They had some rice and some fish, right?
Good times.
Like, they, to them, this was a big party.
Right. Right.
They had some rice
and some fish. You
showed
me the pictures.
Yep, I absolutely did. Video. Thank you, Mr. Mark. Right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
The whole thing. And what I'm trying to do right now is to, more than me, but, some other folks, is trying to get a foundation poured. They need $2,000. We've raised, like, $300. And to
what do you have to pay for your foundation or your house?
$10,000 maybe.
Yeah. This sounds like a deal.
Well, they've done all the work, right?
Yeah.
Like, they, they've got people, they've got shovels,
right?
They've got manpower. They've put together 60,000 bricks.
Okay,
they've made them, they've baked them, they've done everything. There's just some things they can't do without modern materials. So they need some concrete, they need some rebar. They're not paying for labor on this. They'll put it in themselves, but their foundation needs to be right, otherwise the building's just going to go away. It was a big waste of time and money to put it in the first place. So please help me help these orphans. There's 40 orphans there. They're orphaned because of AIDS and Ebola and war and all these things that are going on in Africa. It's amazing how many orphans they have in a small community like they do on the outskirts of Jinja. And if you want to help, please go to hope.freetalklive.com. That's hope.freetalklive.com. If you need help getting money to them, like you want to do PayPal or something like that, absolutely. I'll make sure it gets to them. Just send it to all the information's there at hope.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've been talking about Kim Jong-un and this most recent defector, the highest-ranking North Korean official to abandon the regime since in the last 20 years, actually, and what he's got to say. Just because North Korea is a fascinating place in a just kind of a horrible train wreck way. Let's talk, though, to Joe in New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Hey, Joe.
Basically, I just want to bring up the point of, the defector has been manipulated by communists. What's going on in America nowadays through all kinds of media and resource. But the guy, from some of the comments you've made and some of the things I've read about the defector, he actually fears for his life, unlike you and I, we don't fear for our life. And, but what do you think specific information that he's giving and we're getting, his content of character, what he's saying, what do you relegate as fact and what fiction from communist influence? What do you think?
Well, that's a good question because, it's hard to really know how much this guy knew. He does admit that he wasn't really aware of any facts surrounding Kim Jong-un's nuclear program, so he can't really do anything except speculate on that. But whatever area was his expertise, he can probably comment on that. But, who knows how much they keep all of these party members in the dark, too. They probably are only allowed to know what they need to know and not much more than that. And that's just speculation on my part, just based on how closed off of a society that North Korea is. It's very limited. There's only certain people, only certain elites have access to things like the Internet, for instance. So I don't know how much this guy knows. I'm just learning about him as much of our audience is as well.
Okay. And you know, I served under Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
I don't know if you respect him or not.
I don't respect any government president because to me they're all a bunch of thugs.
Okay.
I like his quotes, though. I think he's got some good quotes.
He does have some nice quotes.
You also don't respect the police in America, American police, right? You know,
no, I respect individuals as, you know, individuals based on what they do. I don't think the police are doing overall the good things for people. I think that sometimes they go after real bad guys. I think that when they do that, they deserve to be praised when they actually go and catch a rapist or a murderer or something. So I appreciate them when they do the right thing. But they do the wrong thing so often, there's very much that can be criticized about them, and I am not afraid to do that.
So you say 90% of their actions are ill-legot?
Well, I don't know what the percentage is, but day in, day out, they're out there arresting peaceful people who have not harmed anyone else, whether it's for possession of a plant or some other chemical or underage possession of alcohol or ticketing people for, you know, rolling through a stop sign or going 10 miles over a speed limit. I mean, they're constantly going after people for a bunch of petty crap that, in my opinion, they shouldn't be spending their time on.
Okay. So let the petty crap go and go for, you're okay with heroin, distribution, crystal meth distribution?
Well, let me tell you about heroin for a second. Do you know when heroin became illegal in this country?
No, I have no idea.
It was about the 1930s. Would you say that the United States, prior to the 1930s was on the ascendancy as far as nations go, that it was building to be one of the greatest nations the world has ever seen?
Yeah,
it looks like this country was founded and run by and brought to greatness by people who had legal access to heroin. So, yeah, sure, I'll say that heroin legalization will be fine.
It doesn't mean I support abuse of heroin just because something is legal.
But apparently our forefathers could handle legal heroin. It's somehow this nation now, people imagine that it somehow can't. Right? I mean, isn't that what it comes down to, caller?
If your opinion is that, you know, and see, I'm about this. I'm about influence. So today's society has a different influence compared to when you're talking about the 1930s. I don't think that in the 1930s, you know, obviously they had a problem with opiates and other drug problems in the 1930s that was causing an effect on the workforce because it's all about get up and go to work. No matter how you don't like it or like it. So if you get up and you're clear-headed and you have the ability with your skills and your innate God-given talents to contribute to society to better your fellow man, and if you're using drugs to inspire you, I guess, to build a wall and you're doing heroin and a guy next door is not, and they do a better job than you do on heroin because it's going to affect you. Have you ever done heroin?
So,
sir?
Do you think that it would be
heroin?
A better idea?
You
do you think it would be
heroin up?
Hold that thought, Joe.
Circles,
hold,
Joe.
Hold that thought here,
you're
Joe.
Running in circles.
I want to continue with the discussion. Do you think it would be a better idea to take the guy who shoots heroin and put him in a jail cell? Because that's how they're trying to solve that problem now, and that doesn't seem to be working. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for their glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about Kim Jong-un. We can say more about him and the most recent defector, the high-ranking the most high-ranking defector in the last 20 years. He's got a few more comments that I think are worth sharing. We've also got economics and one lesson to talk about with you tonight in studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Also, I do want to let you know about how you can help Free Talk Live by getting your shopping done. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You go into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It is that easy to do. Makes a big difference for us when you do it, too, please. So take an extra moment before you go to Amazon and start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Joe, he's listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Joe, you had got onto the subject of drug legalization or drug decriminalization, bringing up the specter of heroin. And this is something that a lot of people have had to deal with, with maybe loved ones in their family or someone else that's close to them. I think many of us here in this very studio, we've known probably at least one person in our lives that has been a heroin user and has, you know, had some problems. They call it a crisis here in New Hampshire because people are so bored or whatever their problems are in life. There's a problem with people using heroin here. And there's no doubt that heroin is, when abused, a dangerous drug. It's also, when used properly, a very effective painkiller and something that could be very easily used in a, you know, clinical hospital environment. So heroin itself isn't inherently bad. The problem is, of course, the abuse of drugs, and usually the reason why people abuse drugs like heroin is because they're trying to escape from a what they consider to be an undesirable life. And there have been, you know, studies that have shown this, that have shown it very, very clear. And I'm forgetting the name of the black gentleman who has the dreadlocks, that is a doctor who did a study about this. But it was, you know, fascinating because he looked at Carl Hart, was it? Anyway,
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I think it might have been Carl Hart. But anyway, he did this epic study where he brought a bunch of crack addicts and meth heads into a clinical hospital environment for what was a three-week-long study. Dr. Carl Hart, I think Carl Hart Jr. Anyway, he brought them into this hospital environment. They offered them on a daily basis a nice fresh piece of crack or methamphetamine. And, like, it would have been, like, clinical-grade crack, so not some kind of street garbage that would have been cut with stuff, but, like, the best possible crack that you could ever imagine getting. And they gave the addict the opportunity to either take the crack or the meth, and or they could take a payment. So I'll put you back on hold, Joe. There's a little bit of noise there. We'll bring you back here in a moment. They could take a payment of, like, $20. But the catch was the payment would not come until later, until after the study was done. So, again, they were going to be in that hospital for 3 weeks. And every day, these are addicts
right.
who were offered
they
took a fresh piece of crack.
They took crack addicts off the street. They offered them crack or money. And the money wasn't even right now. It was
That's
money
right.
later. And what was the result?
The result was, overwhelmingly, people chose the money later on. So
the money was enough.
Correct.
So when there was a little bit of money.
If it was like $5.
If it was $5, they'll take the crack. If
right.
it's $20, they'll take
they'll
the money.
Wait.
And what it showed, what they concluded from this, and this is, you know, social science, this is a soft science, it's not exactly hard science. Well, they concluded from this is that drug addiction is less about physical addiction and more about hope.
Circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you walk up to your average smoker and say, I'll give you $100,000 to give me the pack of cigarettes that's in your pocket and you never smoke again, there's a good chance that they're going to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 3 weeks, if you haven't smoked a cigarette, I'll give you $100,000. Now, if you say at the end of 2 years I'll give you $100,000, it's a lot harder for them to do that.
Hard to visualize, hard to believe.
Because humans
it.
Respond to, you know, much more. They want their reward much more quickly, and you know, I mean, that's sort of one of the flaws in the design. And drugs do offer a quick reward. I get it. I suspect if you legalized heroin that you would probably see some real changes in American society, but not all of them would be bad.
Let's go back to Joe in New Mexico. So, Joe, your thoughts are welcome. Go ahead.
Your propaganda and asinine concept of legal, yeah, no problem. Have you ever shot heroin?
No, I don't intend to.
Nope, I haven't.
Have you ever smoked crack?
Yes.
No, I have not, no.
Okay.
Why do you ask? What's the relevance of those questions?
I've shot heroin one time.
Would you be better off because you... would you be better off had you spent time in jail? Hey, Joe, because you did some heroin, do you think you'd be better off today if you'd spent a year in jail over it?
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? I did it one time. Look, I should have been in jail many, many times.
Yeah, we're going to have to let you go. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's too bad, because I really wanted to, you know, have whatever that conversation was going to be with
right.
him. But he was saying that he's been in jail, he should have gone to jail because he's done a bunch of S, and that's why we had to drop him. We're on a radio show here. You can't say the S word. Sorry about that. And we have a kind of a zero tolerance policy. But, Joe, you're welcome to call back tomorrow night. We're on 7 nights a week. I'd like to continue that conversation because it's my contention that a drug addict is already experiencing the punishment from their behavior. The drug addict is somebody who, in a lot of cases, can't hold a job down. In a lot of cases, can't, you know, hold a relationship together. They're damaging their own body. There's all kinds of fallout and damage that comes from being addicted to drugs. Okay, that is a fact. It doesn't make their lives better to send them off to jail for a certain period of time if the police catch them using these drugs. That's not compassion. It's not something that works. We know it doesn't work. People in this society tried it. They tried alcohol prohibition. That didn't work. It just drove alcohol underground. It made it more dangerous. And it made it so more people overdosed. It made it so more people died. It brought us gang violence. And the same things are happening now with the other drugs that are now prohibited. Heroin, meth, cocaine, you know, you name it.
Or you can ignore the evidence that of things that have occurred in Portugal with drug decriminalization.
Across the board, drug decriminalization of personal amounts of every single drug you can imagine. All of it's legal to possess in personal amounts.
In Portugal, people with heroin problems are going to find help because they aren't this illegal underclass.
Right.
And, you know, what they've seen is they've seen a dramatic decrease. Yeah, heroin addiction, and probably more importantly to everybody, in young people trying hard drugs. Because now young people get to see, you end up under a bridge, right? As opposed to, you know, it being in the dark, shadows and those sorts of things. That's really the problem. Look, I'm not trying to find people to shoot up heroin, but I'm telling you that this nation was founded by people who had legal access to heroin.
Children could buy heroin.
Built by people who had legal. It was until the 1930s.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I mean, it's irrefutable evidence. You can look at the United States prior to the 1930s. You can look at Portugal. You can look at Amsterdam. Or you can cling to lies that you've been told your whole life.
Those are
your choices. Yeah. You don't have any other choice. If there's another choice, and if I'm missing it, by all means, call me at 855-450-3733. And you know why? You owe it to me. I don't want to be an idiot going through life believing that somehow there's a better way to handle heroin addiction. By all means, the prison industrial complex in this country, maybe it's not big enough. Maybe we need to incarcerate 2% of the population. Maybe we need to take more productive people out of society, put them on bunk beds, and just have them sit there. Please, call in and defend it.
Yeah, I mean, really, the reality is you're going to have them getting high in the prison because that's what happens there. So you arrest them.
It's not easy to get heroin in prison, buddy.
You can get stuff, though. You can get different drugs.
You can get marijuana.
You can get different drugs, from what I've been told.
Well, I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I saw, marijuana that cost 10 times as much as marijuana in the street.
So anyway, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. I know you're trying to jump in there, Johnny Ray. Stand by. We'll get to that. And you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Licko Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Licko Chops free.
New, improved Licko Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Licko Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Licko Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We got Economics in One Lesson, chapter about prices that we never really got through in our continuing book review, book club thing that we've been doing here on the airwaves over the last, I don't know, several months now at this point. It seems like we've been doing this for a while. But we're going to continue with that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. We got into the war on drugs just a moment ago. You're welcome to comment on that. Or Kim Jong-un and the new North Korean defector, the highest-ranking defector in the last 20 years to come out. What has he been saying about his experience there in North Korea? What things are changing over time? We'll get to a few more of his comments as well. But let's go to the phones, in this case to Skype, where Liberty Lover is on the line from Ohio. Go ahead there.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's funny you were talking about economics. I got started on this last night, but I never really had a chance to finish. You had a lady last night, Sarah, I believe it was, that was calling in saying how people like Donald Trump and all the billionaires are not sharing their wealth. And I don't think that she understands that we have a monopoly on the wealth itself.
Who's we?
Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated.
That's all right.
Who has the monopoly on wealth?
Sorry, by we I meant the Federal Reserve.
Okay,
like
you're not a member of
this country. We in this country are subject to a monopoly.
Okay, that's more accurate. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know that the wealth is necessarily the Federal Reserve has a monopoly on wealth.
They have a monopoly on money.
They have a near monopoly on money and money creation.
That's a good point. I'm glad you pointed that out, Mark, because money is not necessarily wealth. It's one representation to some extent of wealth, but it's not the whole picture. The amount of wealth you have is different than just money. It can, you know, we're wealthy here because we have things like air conditioning and heating and relative easy, cheap access to food. There's all kinds of things that you can measure wealth with. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts on
it. But the U.S. dollar is like the world's money. It's the money of
the
world.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and even when it was backed up, I wouldn't have agreed with it. As you know, money used to be backed up with gold and silver. You know, dollar bills were silver and gold certificates. There was something backing that up, whereas today they just print it off for the fun of it. But when I explain to people, there's a lot of people I talk to that say, well, we need to tax the rich more so we can get more things. And what they don't seem to understand is that the rich are in charge of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
People like Janet Yeller, for example, who's on the Board of Governors, she's in charge of the Fed. And if you increase the tax rates on the rich, they're simply going to change the money to accommodate for that.
Yeah, well, and also the rich are in charge of the government, too. I mean, they're very influential there. So the idea that they'll in any way ever really be put to task is pretty ridiculous. But even
right, they
so,
always have the loopholes. And don't forget that
they'll just leave if they truly are.
Right. They've tried this over in other countries. And the fact is that you just have the rich people going elsewhere.
Right. They'll take their jobs with them.
They go to the Cayman Islands. Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just, you know, shut it on down.
They do that too. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, if
they'll get rid of their jobs.
Ask yourself this: if you make a 90% tax bracket, and that did exist at one point in the United States, and to some extent, a lot of people will argue that it still exists today if you apply all the regulations and costs of taxes at all levels. But regardless, with a 90% tax bracket, would you work for 10 cents on every dollar? Because I don't think I would. I think I'd just be like, whatever, I'll go do my investing in another country.
And I think that's what makes Bitcoin so special is because, as you know, have you ever heard of a man named Bernard von Notthaus?
Yep, we've had him on the show.
He created the... Yeah, you have?
Sure. Yeah, he's been on the show more than once in the past. It's been a while, but yeah, he created the Liberty Dollar, which was, before Bitcoin, the most popular alternative currency in the United States.
And I think that's the thing with Bitcoin, which is what makes it so special. It's an alternative currency that nobody controls.
That's right.
It can't be taxed, not to my knowledge at least. And it's an alternative to what the Federal Reserve produces. But what I want to know is, why is that illegal? But I can't go into my backyard and make, like, Stefan dollars. And if somebody's willing to take them, they're not allowed to, because that'd be violating legal tender
laws. No, you can make Stefan dollars. You can absolutely do that. You can't violate legal tender laws unless you refuse to accept the legal tender. So legal, as I understand, I'm not a lawyer, but you know, legal tender means if you're in the political jurisdiction of the United States or whatever country you're talking about with legal tender laws, then you must accept the legal tender for all payments of debt. So maybe
counterfeiting is where he would run afoul of the law.
Yeah, you don't want to counterfeit the legal tender because then you're going to be in big trouble. But if you want to make your own little Stefan bucks, then give them to people, that's totally legal.
Isn't that what Bernard got in trouble for? Was apparently one of his coins looked too much like something the mint would have produced?
Well, yeah, that was one of the problems.
That was one of the issues, yep.
That they went after him for, and it was tragic what happened to him. Thankfully, he didn't end up having to go to prison over it, but I believe he's got some probation.
What really sunk him was this video that he was doing, a promotional video, where he goes up to some hot dog vendor or something and says something to the effect of, "It's the new $10 piece." And he drops it in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, like, he wasn't specific at all that this was not it's the new U.S. dollar $10 piece, but, you know, just the presumption. So you've got Lady Liberty on the front. You've got him saying it's the $10 piece.
In God we trust.
In God we trust. Trust in God, I think is what it says.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it looked a lot like
at a glance, maybe.
Yeah. Right, at a piece. Yeah. And I've used these. I used these.
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
You
I went to a
some.
Gas station, and the lady basically is like, "Why are you using this?" And she thought I had, like, robbed Grandpa's coin collection or something.
Right, because who would spend silver?
Right. I mean, at the time, it was a $10 piece, and silver was at, like, $7 or something. And so they were getting I'm sure they bought it right out of the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they just snapped it right up and said, oh, I got 10 bucks for that. Yeah. And they and most of the time, these pieces never made it to the bank at all.
That's right. But they'd get bounced back if they did get to the bank.
When they went to the bank, sometimes they would get bounced back. And that's really where Bernard ran afoul. Now, he didn't get in trouble. If he would have just used his different dollar silver certificate things.
The warehouse receipts.
The warehouse receipts.
They wouldn't have taken them.
That wouldn't have been a problem. But
wouldn't have been a problem with the federal government, but yeah, it would have been harder to pass them off at a retailer.
So what the federal government is currently doing is a quarter has always been a quarter of a dollar. And a quarter was made out of silver because a dollar was a measurement of silver. So what you in fact have is the United States federal government is counterfeiting silver, which is what Bernard was proposing to use as money. And so they're charging him with counterfeiting their money, which is counterfeit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it seems like anything they can't control, they just want to shut down right out.
That's certainly true. Or if they can't get a piece of the action, that they want to shut it down. So you mentioned the people that are obsessed with like sticking it to the rich. This is it's very common. You'll see in a lot of circles, especially on the left, is the idea that the rich are bad and you got to screw them over in order to make things better somehow. And here's the thing: we've already pointed out the reasons why that's not going to happen. The rich are basically in control of the government. But beyond that, not all rich people are bad. Many of them got rich because they provided a good or a service that people really wanted, and they did it at a good price, and they legitimately made their money. And then, you know, a lot of them have done good things, like given significant money to charitable efforts and things like that. But if you really want to stick it to the rich, the best way to do it is to abolish the state, because the reason why the state the reason why the rich stay so protected is because the state is there to protect them from upstarts and innovators, people who would get into their industry and bring a real challenge to whatever it was that helped make them rich in the first place, whatever product or service. A lot of times those long-lasting companies sort of get to rest on their laurels. Maybe they've got copyright or patents and things like that, other government guarantees, basically, against competition. You get the state out of the way, and you empower the poor people to actually create wealth for themselves for the first time ever, instead of having to go and work for some rich person. If you don't have to beg the state for permission to have a job or beg the state to open up your own business, you can just go into business and start. That is the best way to empower the poor and actually have the rich be subject to a level of competition that they've never experienced. But unfortunately, the people that want to stick it to the rich believe they're going to do that by getting control of the government, and it's a fool's errand.
Oh, yeah. And one more quick thing. I don't think a lot of people really realize that they have a lot of the power to stick it to the rich now. A lot of people complain about how, like, Walmart or McDonald's and people like that, you know, they're not paying their employees a living wage and how they're horrible, yet people continue to shop there.
Yep, that's true. You got to vote with your dollars. Thanks for the call, Liberty Lover. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But, you know, how do you compete in a marketplace where you can't just go and open up a store? You got to ask government permission first. So, you know, do you go from Target to Walmart? Because they're both basically both the same. I mean, Target's a little more upscale, but that's about it. There's still mega companies that support state interventions and, you know, all kinds of protections from competition. So open up the marketplace to a free market, and then the rich will actually have to compete with even the poorest of people. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.